magic numbers and playoff clinchers are all the rage as we check in with the latest big moments on the AHL Plays of the Week. It's going great in Grand Rapids, where the Red Hot Griffins extended their franchise record 18-game home point streak in dramatic fashion. Tying goal with just 12 seconds left, and overtime winner after that with Bob Kaeser on the call.
Here's a chance for Gavaldi. He lost it. And the Griffins have a breakaway.
Bergeron's away.
Rafferty for Bergeron. In. Shot. Save. Rebound. Yeah! Score! Rogan Rafferty bubbles it up and slams it home. 5-4. Griffins make it. 18 in a row with at least a point at home.
Rockford is in, and the IceHogs are thriving, with midseason pickup Rem Pitlick going 15-4 when he's in the lineup. Pitlick scored the shootout winner against Milwaukee. Mike Folta with the description.
He's a left-handed shot. He's turning 27 today. The birthday boy moving in. Score! Happy birthday, Rem Pitlick. IceHogs win in a shootout.
Texas is closing in as well, and what a debut for goaltender Ben Cross, signed out of St. Lawrence University, turning in some dazzlers in a 2-1 win against Iowa. Here's voice of the Stars, John Peterson.
Here's a shot, save, Cross, rebound, oh, what a save! Cross with a paddle! My goodness! His first start, that second save was a dandy, reaching across the goal line with his stick to rob the Wild on the second try. Holy smokes, that save by Ben Cross. The first one was good, the second one was great and memorable. And he's 12 and a half minutes into his pro career.
Meanwhile, the Mighty Moose of Manitoba have rallied from a long midseason losing slide to push their way into a playoff position in the North and on the verge of clinching. Newcomer Carson Golder's first AHL goal was a game winner against the Toronto Marlies to cap a comeback from a two-goal deficit. Voice of the Moose, Daniel Fink, captured the big moment.
Managing a rolling puck, spins away from Ellis, now jukes out to the middle of the ice ahead for Golder. Golder, nice spin move into the zone. He frees himself up, goes to the goal, and he scores! Carson Golder, his first AHL goal, and the Moose lead 4-3.
The Ontario Reign are looking to hold off the Pack for the 2 seed, and speedy center TJ Tynan getting the power play back on track against Bakersfield is going to be a big help. Josh Schaefer had the call as Tynan moved to 4th in the AHL in scoring.
Then shoots, save, the rebound, smack to the wall. Udon with a back check to hold it in there, kind of reverse check, now cross ice, Kromiak left circle, shoots, scores! Tipped in back post by TJ Tynan, and the Reign breakthrough on the power play. It's 4-3 Ontario with 8:56 to go in the third.
Laval and Belleville might go down to the wire for one of the last playoff spots in the North. The Rocket won the opener of their head-to-head series. It was Gignac on the attack, as described by Sean Campbell.
So loose puck, and here's Heinemann. Laval's quick. They'll have a 2-on-1. Farrell and Gignac up the ice. Farrell, Gignac shoots, scores! Brendan Gignac.
In that same series, the B-Sens bounced back in the weekend finale to earn an important split of that 2-game set. David Foote on the bike.
Got it ahead for Reese. Chipped it forward for Curry. He's over the line trying to cut to the middle. Here's a chance for Pettersson. He scores! Josh Curry gets in. The play is broken up in a wide open cage for Oscar Pettersson to fire home number 2 on the season, and the Senators have a 4-1 lead.
Syracuse has taken control of the North thanks to some terrific goaltending from veteran Matt Tompkins in his first career AHL shutout, blanking the Providence Bruins 4-0. Lucas Vivalli impressed with the net-minding acrobatics.
Trevor Kuntar will carry in far boards. Scoots past Phil Myers. Pass in front. Wants rebound. Save. Third chance. Oh, stopped by Tompkins. It's still loose. Pass in front. Oh, Tompkins made a great glove save. He tracked down the loose puck, and this one is cleared at the top of the scoreboard. Oh, Matt Tompkins, what a start to the period.
Meanwhile, Rochester has chased down Cleveland for the second place spot in the North and has an eye on first if the Amherst can keep it going. Rochester quieted the huge Cleveland crowd of 15,000 plus, rallying from a 3-1 deficit in the third for another dramatic overtime win. Don Stevens at the scene in Northeast Ohio.
Has poked away a breakaway opportunity for Davies, moving up the left wing, hit it over the line, pulls it in, shoots,
scores! Davies steals it away, goes the length of the ice, puts it inside the left post. Davies seals the deal as the Evers come away with the overtime victory. 21 seconds into OT.
In the Atlantic, the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins are closing in on a clinch and holding off the Lehigh Valley Phantoms via Corey Adanovsky's overtime winner. Nick Hart was impressed with the bodacious backhand beauty.
Being chased by Brooks, Samarukov will shake himself free. Hard pass collected by Corey Adanovsky. Here he comes down the right wing. Toe drag, backhand move. He scores!
Hershey has been tops of the circuit all season long and have now clinched the Atlantic Division while also passing the 100-point mark for the sixth time in franchise history. Hunter Shepard leading the AHL with a microscopic 1.80 goals against average picked up his fifth shutout of the season in a 1-0 win over Lehigh Valley. Here's Zach Fisch.
6 seconds left, bouncing puck in the slot. Boutain to try to take it. Time running out on him, two to go. Avon left board, shoots, knocked down in front. And the Bears get the 1-0 shutout victory. And with the win, their magic number to claim the Atlantic Division is 0. The Hershey Bears are Atlantic Division champions. This historic season writes a new chapter.
Still more spots up for grabs, the last of which almost certainly won't be secured until the final weekend of the regular season. Catch all the drama on AHLTV.com. With the Lehigh Valley Phantoms in Allentown, Pennsylvania, I'm Bob Rotruck for the AHL Plays of the Week.